It all began, recalls theater director David Lear, with a casual suggestion he made to local playwright David Beckman.
I approached him about writing a play involving Hamlet and Macbeth all at one time. And he came back to me a week later and said, I have another idea. It's called The Plot Against Shakespeare, where his characters come to life through the conjuring of the witches, and they start plotting and subplotting against him. Because Shakespeare, when he realizes he can't write anymore, really begins to go down the rabbit hole.
At first, adds Beckman, the idea was that Shakespeare wanted to quit writing, to retire and play golf, perhaps. But then he hit on a better plot point.
He's been hit with a mother of all writer's block. And there he's in complete despair. And then his own characters appear to him. The witches from Macbeth, Henry V, Hamlet, King Lear, both Macbeths. Point is, this is unacceptable because if you stop writing, we could go down the tubes.
As these are mostly characters from tragedies, predictably, things take a darker turn.
Lady Macbeth, who we all know is a tough lady, her solution is, let's kill him. So they'll run him through, throw him in the Thames, and they'll come up with somebody else that they can say wrote his plays anyway. So she rounds up Iago and Richard III, who she knows could be well into this kind of stuff, and the plot unfurls from there.
It's a somewhat complicated premise, but Beckman says it came to him in a flash.
As soon as he said, maybe we could combine Hamlet and Macbeth, I said, I'll come back in a week or two, let me think. And then it just was, well, we're going to combine a lot more than that. It just appeared to me, with Shakespeare, the central character, being so needy, so down, and his characters rallying around him. It was an aha. It really was.
As he was drafting the play, which he notes is itself not a tragedy, Beckman often has the characters speaking some of the words they are known for, the timeless language of the bard himself. But he also had to augment those familiar speeches and comments with new material. And there was the rub.
I started, and I'm taking his characters, using Shakespeare's language some of the time, but to connect it all up, I've got to write dialogue that's original. I have a bust of Shakespeare, and I'm thinking, what does Shakespeare think of this? And I kept feeling this bust behind me, staring at me, and I finally moved him up right next to my dad.
Yet at the same time, Beckman took pains to keep the lines he wrote consistent with 16th century usage.
I have the benefit of working with Shakespeare, who invented many words we use today. So besides my complete Shakespeare, I sat there with the Oxford English Dictionary. Any word I use existed in his time. I meticulously checked. So we're not really getting street talk. We're not getting words that we know have only been around for 100 years. So I hope that makes it seamless.
2 years after setting everything in motion, David Lear is now preparing the world premiere of Beckman's play, which he says has successfully blended its fanciful plot, played out with language both new and old.
It's a nice synergy between contemporary language and Shakespearean language, with David using quotes from time to time for the characters. The audiences can come expecting to hear a play, a comedy, in contemporary language, with the characters referring to particular speeches of Shakespeare.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.